2-1-0.
Mira, y'all, this is Natasha with Norteño T10. Now on Latina Podcasters Network.
So do I just, is this a good distance?
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. 2-1-0. Hey, guys. This is Natasha with Norteño T10 and Norteño T10 Podcast. Thank you to Vodpa Media for housing me and for Latina Podcast Network for letting me be on your network. I appreciate it. So if you are watching this, go to Spotify and Apple and listen. And if you are listening, then go to YouTube and watch it because you're going to want to see this. I promise you. So I am with the beautiful, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Amy Gonzalez, and I'm the founder, certified sex educator at Love Shack Boutique here in San Antonio, Texas.
Yeah, so you would say that maybe you're a sex expert.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about sex, baby.
Let's talk about you and me.
All right, so you own the Love Shack Boutique.
Yes.
How long have you guys been open? What do you guys do?
Okay, so we have been open since 2012. Mm-hmm. We have two locations here in San Antonio, and we also have an event room that we do parties, classes, and events. So I feel like we're much more than just an adult store or what people come in. I've never been to a sex toy shop. I'm like, or a sex shop. We don't sell sex. Down the road.
Yeah.
So we sell, you know, lingerie, lotions, oils, creams, massage oils, fun stuff. But we also, I feel, are like community-based, and we're all about education and being a resource for people in our community. And so we, doctors and gynecologists and urologists and pelvic floor doctors will send in patients to pick up lubricant, dilators, or other necessities. And we're all about sexual health, wellness, and pleasure. A lot of people forget that pleasure part, but I think it's very important. Whether you are single or you have a partner or partners, whatever you have going on, you know, making yourself feel good and self-love and making time for self-care.
Yeah.
And so we're all about that. And and like classes, some people are like, oh my gosh, what kind of classes do you guys do? We do like education stuff like Sex Toy 101. We do stuff on like female orgasm. We do fellatio classes, which is a fancy word for a blowjob. We do cunnilingus classes, which is fancy word for oral sex on a vulva owner. We do G-spot classes. And then we also have fun stuff like we do like a dirty bingo nights and naughty loterias. And we have a variety of different things that happen. We do those in store and then in our event room. And then we also do them on Zoom too, depending on what the subject is.
Yeah, and so I've been to definitely the naughty bingos and the loteria, and they're so much fun, and you get to win the best prizes. Yes. Like, I don't care about gift cards. Like, give me a vibrator, you know what I mean? Like,
give me something strong. Yeah. I tell people whenever they join us, I was like, and you're not going to win, like, inexpensive stuff. Like,
no.
You're going to win, like, high-end, rechargeable, fancy toys, devices. So, yeah, we make it all fun. And then sometimes we do, like, fundraising events, too, to help out organizations or people running for certain things. And,
You helped me, and I really appreciate that.
Yes.
Yes, and my son, so I really appreciate it. She's very big about the community, giving back. And I did – I am going to touch on that because my podcast is all about keeping shit real, right?
Okay.
So what is it really like, and what is the response – You? Move it over? Talking towards me?
It's going to be fun. Yeah, so make sure you're talking to the microphone.
Oh, me.
You're doing a good job, but you're talking to her.
Oh, like out of the microphone.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, got it.
Can you bring the microphone over a little bit more?
Me?
Yes.
Okay.
Right there.
There. Okay.
All right.
Make sure it doesn't fall. Okay.
Now I have to edit this shit. Okay, so, oh wait, are we good? Are we still filming? Okay, so what is the response that you get? Because I know that you do like to give back, and I know we've kind of talked about this before. So some places or entities are not so open to you wanting to give.
Yes.
So what's that like?
Being denied. Being denied my money, my what do I joke? Like whorish money. I mean, so I've been denied several times, and the first time I was like, meh, it's okay, and then the second time I was like crying at my store. You know, but now I'm just like, you know what? You either like it or you don't like it, or you feel shamed about it, and then I don't take it personal anymore, because a lot of times people have an assumption. And, you know, you want to assume things, that's fine. But if you don't know, you really shouldn't say anything. So I think people automatically assume like, oh, her store is dirty, or, you know, that's nasty or whatever. And then once, you know, if they happen to come in the store, they're like, oh my gosh, it's well lit and it's pink and it's colorful and it smells nice and everything's nice and clean. And we're all women that work there. So we don't have any, not that there's anything wrong with men. But we don't have any, like, creepy people. I mean, I can be creepy. But, you know, we don't have creepy men working there, like, you know, kind of in the shadows watching you or anything like that. We don't have any back rooms. We don't carry any pornography. Don't carry DVDs. We don't carry magazine. So
so you don't have a glory hole.
I don't have glory holes.
Damn it.
I know. I mean, I've been denied, like, no, I'm sorry, we cannot take your money because, you know, you sell sex toys. Like, and a lot of it came up when Fiesta time, like, I was going to donate money to I'm all about the community, and I'm with the Women's Chamber, I'm with NABO, I'm with the Helotes Chamber, Alamo Ranch 151. I try to get out into our community and for people to meet me, and then also put a connection, because mm-hmm. once they are like, oh, I know that store owner, or I've gone into the store, you know, because it's you can sell products, but I also feel like you're also I don't want to say selling yourself, but like, yeah. you know, a lot of people, they're going to buy from me because they like you. Like, yeah. I'm not going to go to that store because I don't like the owner. I don't like the employees there, you know, or I've had bad experience. So I try to go out there and be a part of the community and then tell them I'm here to promote sexual health and wellness. And I think sometimes when they hear that, and especially older, you know, people that are maybe going through menopause or have gone through cancer and things are not working the same, and or mm-hmm. even childbirth. I've had people come in and they're like, I had a kid and now, you know, it's painful during sex mm-hmm. or whatnot. So so I think trying to connect it that way, I think a lot of the times is very surprising. But, you know, I met the CEO at the time of a nonprofit here in town, Girls Inc. I'll say the name on here. Yeah. Girls Inc. And I went to a fundraising event. I met the CEO and I told her my story, and she's like, oh my gosh, it's great. And I told her, we're gonna do our first Fiesta medal. You know, I would love to give proceeds to you guys, and I love y'all's mission and this and that. And she was like, okay. And then we get down to it, and I sent her information, like, okay, this is information, here's the medal. And she's like, yeah, we took it to our board and they're not comfortable with it. And I'm like, everybody gives money for Fiesta medals. Like, people yeah. donate money. It's yep. nothing you're affiliated with them or anything. It's just a donation. Yeah. And they told me no. So then I went to another organization called Dress for Success. And again, this is back in like 2015, 2016, that all the CEOs have changed. But and the lady had told me the same thing, like, yeah, I'm sorry, you sell sex toys. You can make a donation, how did she say it? What word did she say? Like a blank donation, like, or say that you're donating. Yeah. Like, and I'm like, no, I'm not. Okay. Your medal, when you buy a medal, it's going to an undisclosed location.
Right.
Yeah.
What?
Like, no. And the whole thing is kind of like helping out each other as far as me giving, cause I always tell them now, like, I expect, you know, for us to do a presentation yeah. and pictures and put on social media and whatnot. So then our people that bought medals can be like, oh, yeah. kind of feel a little bit good. Like, and so I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. So then after that, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go with what originally I wanted to do, and it was pets. So I went ahead and gave money to San Antonio Pets Alive. I've given money to the Animal Defense League and different, the Humane Society. So I've given, my medals usually go to somebody related. I have given money to the food bank. I think the food bank was our biggest one that we had, and I think we gave over almost $3,000 to
Dang.
Them. Yeah. So I'm like, and so I was upset, like, that money could have gone to a scholarship.
Yeah.
Like, it could have helped out, you know, young people, you know, like I was like really upset about that. Or it could have helped with Dress for Success. They do a lot of stuff to help women that have gone through abuse or whatnot, mm-hmm. to help them get back into the workforce. I'm like, that could have helped out somebody. So anyhow, it went to pets, and now that's kind of where my heart lies, and I always look to give it to the animals, the you fur babies.
What? And the animals are the forgotten ones, so
yeah, you know,
yeah, fuck it. Anyway.
And everybody that met with them, they're like, well, yeah, no, we'll yeah. probably money? Take your money. Thank you. Yeah. yeah, we'll take your money. Little scruffy yeah. here, we'll do it, you aww. Know? Like, so now I'm just like, that's where it's gone to.
I love that. Well, yeah. And, you know, don't say no to money and then, you know, talk yeah, about yeah. your budget. And then, anyway, so it is August. So it is.
It is anal August.
Bang, bang, bang. I need a soundboard. Bang, yeah. Bang, bang, bang. Yeah.
Anal August. So we celebrate anal health, anal pleasure, you know, and we have a class that's going on this month, and we're doing that in our event room. And it's just on anal, whether you're a vulva owner or a penis owner. We could talk about prostate play. We could talk about pleasure. We could talk about, you know, how to introduce. Are you going to like it? Are you not? I don't know. You know, different strokes for different folks. But we're going to talk about, you know, different things that you can do to experience anal pleasure.
Yeah. So can we get like a snippet of like the class? Like, because I want listeners to attend your class, but I also okay. kind of want to give them a little bit of knowledge on anal.
Okay.
Yeah.
So so we talk about sometimes when people come in, they're like, okay, like tonight I'm going to, you know, me and my partner are going to have anal sex. Okay, have you ever done anything? No. Okay, so you're going to go ahead and take full-size penis and you're behind. And so then we educate them on, okay, well, how about lubricant? Why do I need lubricant? I'm like, nobody's anus. Nobody's anus produces lubricant. Mm-hmm. So I don't care how you identify, everybody, especially in the bun hole, you need lubricant. So lubrication, you got to communicate too. You just can't be like, you know, and be silent or, you know, not, you have to communicate, do what you know, and go with what it shouldn't hurt. It should be, it may be awkward, but there shouldn't be pain. If there's pain, then you got to communicate. Mm-hmm. You know, the receiver needs to communicate like, you know, or let's try something else. Or, you know, maybe we can start off with something small, like a little butt plug, or maybe something that vibrates. Or maybe you could start off with fingers or tongue or whatever,
yeah.
you know, before you dive into it and take a, I don't know, 5 to 8 inch penis in your butt or whatever. Yeah. Or okay, maybe, so, or maybe smaller, maybe bigger. I don't know.
You know, yeah. And then there's circumference. But it's true.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay. So, what are the, I guess, the most important things other than lube, I guess, for anal, or what would you, I guess, the snippet of what you would tell people?
Lubrication, communication, yeah. communicating mm-hmm. with your partner. Starting off something small and or exploring the area with maybe just like lube. The anus outside has thousands and thousands of nerve endings, mm-hmm. and that can be very stimulating. But communicating as far as like, okay, let's just start off with putting some lube and just how about I just feel around that area? And how about, you know, fingering or tongue or mouth or whatever? Let's just explore that area without actually penetrating.
Mm-hmm.
And also getting your body warmed up. I tell people your body warmed up, and also, you know, your biggest sex organ, if you want to say, is between your ears. Mm-hmm. And so if you're going to be tensed or not relaxed, you know, then that area is not going to be, you're not going to be able to relax. So I tell people, maybe if you want to do something that makes you relax, whether that be taking a hot shower, maybe a bubble bath, getting a nice massage, if you drink, have a, you know, glass of wine or something, anything that's going to kind of get you relaxed in that mood. Some people are like, do I need to buy a anal douche, you know, do I need a, how well do I need to clean that area and whatnot? And I just tell people, I mean, it's good to bathe, but sure. Yeah, that's always good. And that's a matter of preference, but you don't necessarily need that. And so people are always like, well, what happens, you know, about the poo? And I'm like, unless you haven't had a bowel movement or you feel like you need to, then that's the only time really the fecal matter is going to be in the lower part, is if you need to go to the restroom. But if you've gone to the restroom, you should be good. And also tell people, maybe like, don't eat anything too heavy or greasy or anything that may upset your stomach beforehand. For sure. You know, and if you do any kind of anal douching, you know, just warm water is fine, not hot water, and not do any of those enemas with like the liquid inside, because that liquid mm-hmm. is a laxative. And if you're worried about poop, yeah, that's not going to help you out there. So those are just a couple of like tidbits that we talk about.
Yeah.
And then I have a whole like PowerPoint presentation. Yes. I don't mess around. I have slides. There's no somebody's like, oh, my gosh. Like I always hear usually from the penis owners, like, you have a fellatio class. Do you need demonstrators? I'm like,
oh, my God.
No, I don't need people demonstrating. I have a PowerPoint presentation. But there's no, like, people are like, how do these classes work? Like, is there a demo? No, there's no demonstrations. There's no nudity. There's nothing like that. Yeah. You know, it's all education. You know, make it fun, too. Yeah. It's, you know, I think I'm a funny person. So I try to put humor in it, and that kind of breaks up, because then people come in and they're like, hee hee. And then they're, you know, kind of laughing and joking and whatnot. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what about guys? Guys that are like, oh, no, that's gay. Or I would never do that. I mean.
Are you talking about for butt, or are you just talking about in general?
For butt. Okay. For, you know.
And I tell them, like, it's so funny. Sometimes when men come in, they're like, oh, I heard, you know, y'all have an anal class. You know, I'm trying to get my woman to do that. And yeah. I'm like, okay, well, have you done anything? No. I'm like, well, that's and sometimes they will use the phrase like, that's gay, and I'm yeah. like, it's not gay. There's not. Nothing gay about it. Mm-hmm. That is where your G spot's at, your prostate, you know, mm-hmm. to stimulate that area. You know, yes, you can stimulate sometimes externally, but to really get into it, you know, it's a couple inches inside. But that it can be a very intense and arousing orgasm for the penis owner. And so I tell them, you know, well, you know, why don't you try it? You know, maybe if you're okay to it, maybe they'll be okay with it. And then they're like, but yeah, you know, sometimes they're like, you know, machismo, like, no, you know, I'm not going to do that. And the same thing with like toys. Sometimes I always like when I have women that come in, or, you know, that are like, oh, we're trying stuff, or we're being adventurous, or he said, go buy whatever you want or whatnot. I think that's always great. It's always sad when you hear like, yeah, my partner doesn't want us to use any kind of toy, and, you know, I'm having some issues. And I'm like, they need to not think it's replacing them, or it's just adding, you know, you're just adding something fun. You know, I think we had talked about this a while back, like 80% of women do not climax during penetration alone. Mm-hmm. They can climax during, you know, oral sex or finger play or toys, but during actual penetration. And it's because our most sensitive area, just like the man needs their penis to ejaculate most of the time, the head of the penis to be stimulated, mm-hmm. Our sensitive area, all of our nerve endings are on the outside of our clitoris, on the outside of the vulva area. So we need that area stimulated. So
yeah,
toys are always great to use together while you're having sex, and to experience, you know, maybe a blended orgasm if you have the penis stimulation going on and you have something going clitoral. And then if you want to even have more fun and you have like a little vibrating butt plug in the back,
no. You know? Psh. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome for this episode.
So, but I tell people, like, I don't want to say don't knock it till you try it, but I mean, you know, you may try something and be like, oh, okay, it was okay. Or you may try something, and we have a lot of people, and they come back and they're like, oh my gosh, my life is never going to be the same.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, a total game changer. Or, you know, now we look forward to, you know, date nights or sending the kids away and trying something else. Yeah. Or like, let's do this, because it's all about exploring. And sometimes when I talk to people, and usually, I mean, the people that come into the store, usually I get 70% is women, maybe another 20 is men, and then another 10 is like couples. I mean, we probably increase the couples. Now we probably have more couples, especially like on the weekends and date nights and whatnot. But you know, we hear, or I'll hear it from women. They're like, well, you know, I don't think we're going to try that and this and that. And then when I start talking to them, they're like, I've been married to them 20 years. And I'm like, well, have you ever communicated that? Like, you'd be so surprised. And I do have women that are like, I never thought my partner would be into, you know, using a vibrator or using anything but, or using a cock ringer, you know, or like to get massages. I was like, nobody is mind readers as well. So I always tell people, try to communicate. And if you're like, hee, 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 like, I don't want to say those things, then write it, text it, DM it, you know.
But also, like, how are you going to be with somebody and not communicate about sex? Like, it's such an important aspect, yeah, but, in a relationship.
You know, I totally agree. But, I mean, in the Hispanic culture, right, a lot of the times, like, shameful, like, we don't talk about that. Or, you know, a lot of times people are like, no, like, you know, it's just we just make babies, or, you know, some people have, just depending, like, no, you know, I'm a good girl. I don't talk about that stuff, or we don't say that kind of stuff. I think sometimes, I mean, it, you know, maybe they will communicate, but, like, sometimes people will be like, it's, you know, that's shameful, or, you know, that's the same way about them coming into the store, you know, like, no, we don't talk about that, or we don't do that.
So, and you get missionary once a month? Or
yeah, yeah, right? Or, but, I mean, it's mind-blowing when I talk to people, and sometimes I'll be like, you know, I've never experienced orgasm, and there's nothing wrong with that. Okay,
yeah,
like, let's help you out, right? Yeah. And then I start talking to them, and I'm like, okay, well, this toy is for clitoral stimulation, and they're like, where's that? And then I find out they have like two or three kids. I'm like, like, okay, like, damn it,
the missionary babies. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay. So I think for the men too, and I'm just like bouncing around.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
For the men that don't understand that their prostate is plays a huge part in them achieving an amazing orgasm.
Yeah.
I mean, what? Other than the, like, that's gay, how else have you been as successful, I guess, in talking to men or their partners about going forward with that and letting them try it?
Okay, so, like, even in the fellatio class, I talk about prostate play because some people are curious.
Yeah.
You know, they may not go to anal sex class, but – or they want to – or maybe they don't even know. And they're like, a what? Where is it at? This and that. So I talk about prostate stimulation during the fellatio class, and I'm like, it can be like a all-body orgasm. Obviously, I don't have a penis, so I've never experienced anything like that, but – from what I've read and from what people have told me, you know, it's a full body orgasm. You know, it also has health benefits, clearing out the prostate. You know, so it should help they've even done research where they have found that it's lowered the chances of getting cancer.
There you go.
Yeah. So, hey, I'm trying to help you out, buddy. Yeah. You know, I'm doing this for your health, you know.
Welcome.
Yeah, you're damn welcome. It. So then we'll talk about that. So then I'll tell them, okay, you know, you could use fingers if you're totally not for that. Then we have toys that are specially designed for that. And then, but I tell people, but communicate, because just like you don't want a surprise, like, hey, oops, or oops, you know, and you're not prepared for it, you want to communicate. So maybe you could start off with maybe just playing in that area. In between the testicles and the anus is a taint area, or gooch, or perineum. The correct term is perineum, right? That area right there can be a very sensitive area, and you could start off with maybe just stimulating that area with like fingers or like a little bullet or something. But again, communicating to where they don't tense up, like, what are you doing? What are you doing down there? Yeah. What's happening? Shh. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Quiet. I'm doing what she told me.
Yeah.
No, but like communicating, like, hey, I'm just going to play down there. I'm not going to put any fingers in. I'm not going to put anything in, and to where they can relax. And maybe just getting them to kind of feel that stimulation, because a lot of times that area doesn't get any attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I tell people that area in between kind of feels like your forearm. That's going to kind of feel, well, if you poke, that doesn't feel nice. But maybe if you do your hand like a fist and kind of rub there, or if you get like a little vibrator and kind of stimulate that area, that can be very, very sensitive for them. So maybe start off with there, and then maybe put a little bit of lube like around the anus area and just kind of play with that. But do not, you know, you communicate it. You're not going to put anything in there, and just see if maybe they're like, that did feel nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe that could be a stepping stone to be like, okay, let's see about trying something, or I'm in, or whatever. But I tell people, I love the stiletto nails, and I love, you know, the coffin nails, but don't be poking anybody's butt with
them. Careful, careful.
But you could use a toy, and or you maybe you could get some gloves and put some cotton or something like that, because you don't want to tear, you know, anybody's anus by using any kind of, you know, sharp objects.
Mine
there.
Are really sharp. So what are some sex myths you would like to bust?
Ooh, that using a vibrator isn't, I remember I'd have people like, no, I don't need a toy, I have a man. I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh yeah, you're a missionary, that's the same thing I feel about, oh gosh.
You're a missionary man?
Yeah, you can have a man, you can have several man, you can have whatever you got going on. It doesn't, you know, it's just something fun.
Yeah.
Or like, no, I don't need that. but then they're having a hard time orgasming or having an orgasm. Also, like, lube is your friend. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times people come in and they're buying a toy, or, you know, I'm interested in this, that. And then I'm like, how about lubrication? They're like, no, I lube up plenty in this and that. And I'm like, okay, well, and so then I'll throw out some stuff like lube can be great. You know, different times of the month can affect your natural lubrication. Mm-hmm. Having childbirth, going through menopause, stress, just being stressed out. And you're kind of like, you feel like you're in the mind. You feel like, okay, no, but you, this, your brain and your vagina are not communicating to where, you know, it's dry or painful. So lubrication can be your friend. It can be something fun that you can use during foreplay or quickies. You know, if you're like, hey, we got 10 minutes before the kids come out of the shower or whatever, you know, you could do that for quickies, for hand jobs. So mm-hmm. lube is your friend. It's not your enemy. Same thing with toys. And you could start off with something just for outside. You don't need to go big and bulky or, you know, take home a 20-inch dildo, you know, like.
Do you have those?
The biggest size I have is an 18-inch. Lord. And you should see the circumference on that sucker. And the first and it's funny because we had an order come in, and you know, we bring out stuff on the out of the box, we put them on the table, and one of my employees like, that isn't gonna sell. That day we sold it, we hadn't even put it on the floor. Somebody's like, oh, I'll go ahead and take that one.
Oh my yeah. god.
Yes you go. Judgment go girl, free get zone it. Yeah
or a guy,
yeah.
whatever,
yeah
whoever bought it. Oh yeah.
But yeah, lube is your friend. Trying different toys. I don't care if you got partners. You know, it's just something fun to add. What else can I say? I mean, those are the two top things that I always want to bust. Is like, people are like, I don't need lube. Or I don't.
Yeah. So
I won't use that.
To kind of like, I guess, twist on that.
Okay.
So you have toys available for the people that are like, I have a man. So you actually have molds. So they can make their man, right?
So we have a line of products called Clona Willy. And Clona Willy, when they first came out, they just came out with like one. I don't even know what color it was. It was probably just basic white. I don't know. And now they have different colors, different shades. They even have where they vibrate. And so, yeah, it's like, I don't want to say plaster, but it has where you can mold your own penis. But I always strongly recommend that people go to YouTube and go to their channel and watch, you know, because they say how to mix it. And people are like, oh, dang it. I put this powder Lord. Before, you know, men yeah. are in control doing it. It's going to be all jacked up. So so I tell people, no, like, go to YouTube and watch the video, watch it with them so y'all can get the steps down. But now they made, and now they even have them where they glow in the dark, and now they even made Clone a Pussy, and it's where you can actually put yourself in a mold and you know, do your vulva. And then they even have some where they come with like a masturbator on it. So what? Technology guys,
take notes. I'm taking notes. I want to get that. Just to have it.
Here's my pussy. Yeah. Enjoy. Merry Christmas.
I'll go on vacation. I'll be back here. Yeah. Okay. So what are some crazy stories over the years?
Oh, my goodness. So I have I like you, Natasha. I'm gonna give you my we're releasing something called Dear Love Shack, and it's gonna be on YouTube and I don't know where else, and they're just gonna be like 2-minute videos.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw the first one. We did one where we had a person dress up that came in dressed up like a clown, and they had clown makeup on, and they and my employee was like, holy.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. They were like, holy shit, I'm going to get robbed today, right? And my employee interacted with them and was like, and they said, I'm a clown. And she was like, for work? No, just because. And so walked around the store and left. That's one example. Another one, I just did mine. And my story was, I had a gentleman that would come in. The first time he came in, he was an older gentleman, like in his 90s. I didn't know he was older gentleman. And so it was pre-pandemic, pre-plague, and we used to have a table out with toys on it, and it was our tester table where people could turn them on and mm-hmm. see how they worked and this and that. And so he came into the store, and he was looking around, and I was like, okay, this guy isn't gonna buy anything. Like, okay, so he looked around and he was looking at the different items, and then all of a sudden I mean, I said, okay, sir, you have any questions? He was like, no, but I'm ready to go. I'm going to go and take 10 of these, 8 of these, 4 of these. And he probably spent like $800 to $1,000, right? So he bought all this stuff, right? And so I was like, okay, can I put batteries in the items, make sure that, yes, go ahead, okay. Then I didn't ask him anything that time. Like, I wasn't going to be nosy. So the next time he came in, again, he bought like several items. So then I said, okay, what's your story?
Yeah.
And he said, I'm a swinger. I'm a swinger and I have 10 girlfriends.
I almost spit my damn water out.
And so as I was talking to him, he was like, yeah, I'm still married, this and that. But my wife, she's got dementia. And so she's home and this and that. But I have somebody that cares for her. So I'm home every night for dinner. But I'll go see my women during the day and this and that. And then he was telling me that in the 70s or 80s, whenever they first got into it, back then they didn't have internet, so they would meet people and they would write into magazines and they had ads in the back, and that's how they would meet couples.
What the hell?
And so him and his wife were into that, and they'd meet couples, this and that, whatever. And so he was like, I like the young girls too. And so he would bring in a couple of them. I mean, they looked like they were like 20, 21. Yeah. And, and they were nice, whatever. But I'm just like, oh my gosh. And so that was kind of my funny story. And we haven't seen him in a while. Oh, no. The funniest part of this story was this man was real. He was real proud of his penis. Okay. I'm guessing his penis back then. And he literally had little pictures of his penis that he got. I guess he went to freaking Office Max and make copies and would cut them up and pass them out to people.
Stop it.
He even had on his wallet, he had the pictures taped on the outside. Like, that's how proud he was, okay? He had pictures of his penis on the outside of his wallet. So, like, every time he'd come in, he'd pass up. And they were, like, old pictures, like, from the freaking 70s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, but that was...
Bush and everything.
Yeah, dick pics. And, but he was real proud of his penis. And one of my employees came in, and she was like, oh, hi, so-and-so. Like, we already knew his name and everything. Like, yeah. Hi, so-and-so. And he was like, hi. He's like, oh, did I give you one of these? She's like, oh, my. But it wasn't like, I mean, yes, it probably perverted this and that. But it wasn't like, it was weird. Like, I didn't know how to handle him because he was a nice man. And obviously he came in and spent money. Like, what am I going to tell him? Put your penis pictures away. No one wants to see that, old man. I know. No one wants to see it. But at the same time, you could just say, no, I don't want it. You know, no, put it back in my wallet. You go pass them out to the next girls. Other people are going to want it. But I'm like, oh, my gosh. Can you imagine him going to, like, HEB or Walmart, pulling out his wallet to pay? And then they're like, what the heck? Like, I see you looking,
Oh shit.
But we haven't seen him since the pandemic, so hopefully he's doing well, or him and his big dick are in heaven right now. I don't know. Yeah, so there's a story.
Oh my God.
Another story that I have in mind was I had a man that came in and he was like in a leotard.
Okay.
Like a leotard, like a light gray leotard. No underwear, because you could see his bulge. Walked around the store and then left. And the funniest part was shortly after that, maybe later on that day, I had, because I know all the store owners, most of the store owners here in town. One of them that has another store called me and was like, hey, Amy, did a guy go in there to hear he hit your store wearing a leotard? I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, my gosh. She was like, he came in, too. Like, the San Antonio flasher just went around showing his junk, and like he parked far, like away from the parking lot, so like I'm like, oh my gosh, like, okay, I wonder if he went to other stores. I mean, if he just went into stores, just like a shock effect,
what the hell.
Yeah. And other than that, I mean, we get men, and it's mainly men. They don't have anything better to do, and they'll call and they'll be like, do you have a what's the biggest size dildo you have? And we try to be professional with them, okay?
Yeah.
Because sometimes it could be people asking, right? True. Right? Yeah, yeah. Like, hey. And then sometimes they do are like, okay, I'll be there, and they come in to pick it up or whatever, right? And so we always tell them, like, yes, we have them, we're open till whatever time, or you can go online. Well, tell me more about it. I'm trying to please my woman, or I'm trying. Then they'll say stupid thing. I'm trying to please my mom and my woman. Okay. Yeah, just stupid stuff. I'll be like, I have a customer right now. If you want to come in. And then they keep on. Sometimes these idiots do not block their number. So I'll be like, okay, Michael Garcia, I'll call you back at 210. And no, don't call me back. I won't call you back.
Yeah, yeah.
You bothered me? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, call somebody else that doesn't have anything else better to do,
What?
And it's just like, I'm looking for a penis pump. What's the biggest size, Just like stupid stuff. So we get those too. But most of the time they just call. They don't come in. They're just I guess playing with themselves. I don't know.
Ew. Stop it. If you're one of those and you're listening, stop it.
Stop that. Call the Megaplex. We ain't got time for that. We're busy.
It's true. Yeah. Okay, so you actually brought some stuff.
I did.
This is why I'm saying, if you are listening to this right now in your car, pull over and go to YouTube and watch this shit. Okay, so let's bust it out.
Literally.
Literally.
So.
Yes.
So I brought, I'm going to pull out the things and then I'll talk about each one. How about that? Show and tell.
Let's do it.
Show and tell. And then look, I even brought like mild stuff too. And then I brought you some little gifts.
You did. You loved me.
I brought you some little travel stuff.
Oh, cute. Is this lube?
No, I think it's like flavored oral sex gel.
It is.
It says blow me. I just grabbed them. I don't know if they were all the same flavor. If they are, I apologize.
You know, no, electric mint. I'm just going to be real minty. It's fine.
Okay, so we'll start off mild to wild. How about that?
Yes.
Okay, so sometimes people come in and they're like, I'm looking for some like massage oil. Okay, I'm like, okay, massage oil is fine, but we also have these cool massage candles. They're a candle, a moisturizer, and a massage oil. This one actually has pheromones in it. Let's pull it out so you can smell it.
Oh, I'll pull it out.
So these are all in one candle. Ooh. And they're soy based, so they're not going to burn. So what you do is you light it up like you would a regular candle, and they'll scent up the room kind of nice. But that oil is massage oil that you can pour on the skin, and you can pour it directly on the skin, it still being lit. And so you can do a massage. It's a moisturizer. It has pheromones, which is supposed to help bring out your scent. This one says black cherry. Let's see.
It smells like black cherry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool because it's something different. Or if you want to scare the crap out of your partner and, like, pour it on their skin and they'll be like, ah! And then it's not warm. It's warm. It's not hot. It's a few degrees warmer than your body's temperature. So these are, like, fun if you want to, like, we're switching up things. No more just missionary, you know? We're going to get at it.
I like
that. And they come in all different scents. But candle, moisturizer, massage oil. And usually they're soy-based, so they're not going to burn you. And it moisturizes the skin.
Are they edible?
Some of them are edible. Some of them have a flavor too.
Not that one. Okay, so there you go. You can get massage.
I don't think this one. I mean, I tell people nothing's going to happen if you happen to get it in your mouth. I mean, you probably have worse things in your mouth, right? But we do have some that are like vanilla and peach and cherry and all sorts of flavors. But that's kind of fun. Something different, right?
And it's called Hot as Fuck.
So this one, they have different names. And they'll have like Netflix and Chill and they just say funny different names to it. This line of candles. So yeah, this one just says Hot as Fuck, and it says soy massage candle with pheromones, and this one's a black cherry.
So just really quick, you guys do sell like the roll-on pheromones the powder pheromones, and I bought that shit when I tell you, and that's when I was going out like a lot. I would be just like mind my own business, and guys would be like, hi. And I'm like, no, thank you.
Hey, what's up, baby?
Yeah. It was like almost like I walked through like whatever place I was at, and it was like this like cartoon waft of like people were like, and I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, and
I had a pheromones do work. I tell people,
it really works.
Try them. Yeah. Put it on. Go out and see how many free drinks you get. Go see how many people are like, you know,
I had a friend who would borrow it every time we'd go out, and she would legit get laid. Like, she was single, and she would be like, every time we go out, she'd be like, can I just get, and I'm like, girl, go to the store and get some. But yes, like, yeah.
You're making my supplies going down. Yeah, this is my pheromones. Yeah. It's for my drinks.
Thank you.
So we got a whole line of different things that have pheromones. Some you can wear underneath your perfume. Some you can wear alone. We have body sprays. We have candles. Obviously, we got, all sorts of fun
stuff. I got the glitter body powder.
Yes.
So it's super shimmery. If you're like me and you're extra.
Yeah.
It's super shimmery. It smells really good. And it's edible.
Yeah.
Yes. And pheromones.
So there it is. All it is. Yep. Yeah. All in one. Yep. Okay. So after that, we have the infamous rose.
Yes.
We carry the rose. This guy comes in a red rose and a pink rose. And what this is for just outside clitoral stimulation. Or you can use it for nipples or, you know, kind of anywhere on the body. But it does not... it's not meant to go inside of you. And that's why I tell people, you'd be so surprised like how much just stimulating the outside of the clitoris will make you feel, oh, you've never used anything before, I always recommend something that just for outside stimulation. This toy, like, blew it up on TikTok. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been selling them now for a while. Like, we're like, oh, my gosh. Like, I forgot what record amount we sold, like, in for Valentine's that people were like, you know, because it's it doesn't. Yeah. And if you left it out, it doesn't look like a vibrator. I think there was, like, a reel or a TikTok, and the lady was like, I mean, it was stage, but it was just like, what is this? Oh, it's my air freshener, Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah, that's what it sounds. If you can hear that.
Can't hear anything? Let me see.
Maybe we hit the metal. Do it on the metal part. Oh, no, on that side.
Is it going to fuck it up?
Nah. And so the rose is cool, and it does the air. So it's supposed to imitate, like, a mouth. So it's supposed to be, like, not like a suction. We do have toys that do suction. This is more of, like, an air pleasure that's supposed to imitate, like, a mouth. And the first toy that came out that was like this was called the Womanizer, which we do carry Womanizer, and they're high-end and really nice and all that. Womanizer, when they first came out, they guaranteed a female orgasm in less than 5 minutes or your money back. Crickets, everybody.
So the rose is
So the rose is just a knockoff of the Womanizer. The Womanizer, they do carry different sizes, so they're a little bit more easy to use if you are doing like vagina penetration or anal, whatever you got going on, to where you can slip it in between you guys.
Right. But the orgasm that is achieved with the rose, from what I've heard, happens within sometimes seconds to a minute, and it's insane.
Just depending on, you know, how excited you are or whatnot. But yeah, the rose, I tell people, if you're like, hey, I don't know, try it. But it's a different kind of sensation from like a vibration, like a vibrator. It's two different things. So if you, and I'm all about, you know, if you like to like try different things and whatnot, or be like, what am I in the mood for tonight? They're cool because it's just something different.
Yeah.
So that is cool. We also have like wands, like the magic wand or the Hitachi wand. A lot of people are familiar with those. When they first came out, they were plug-in. They're from like the 70s. And
the giant ones.
Yes, the giant ones. And I tell, and people laugh and they're like, ha ha, my grandmother had one of those. I'm like, yeah, she wasn't just using it on her back. I'll tell you that, okay? So now this is a modern day kind of one. This is from a company called FenFun. And this is a wand. Lord. Yes, a wand. Maybe do, yeah.
Oh my God.
Super powerful. You can use it anywhere on the body, anywhere. But I tell people what's nice is that it doesn't transfer into your hand. So if you hold it, your hand isn't going to get numb like some of the other. Yeah.
So down here, no. Like if my fingers are, you can't see this, but my fingers are vibrating so hard. Okay. Anyway, yeah.
So this you can use anywhere on the body if you're, you know, intimidated or you think your partner's going to be like, if you go home and take this, you know, or if you're paranoid about your kids finding your toys, you can use like a little bullet or like a wand like this and be like.
Is that waterproof as well?
It is. Oh. Waterproof. It has a little magnetic charger.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's what makes it waterproof. You could do water submersible too. And these come in like three different. This toy is so popular that it comes in three different sizes. So we have it where it's a little larger and we have it where it's smaller. This is the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the FenFun wand. So that's a nice little thing there. We also have C-rings, also known as cock rings. So these go on the base of a penis or a dildo or whatever else you want to strap it to. You put this on the base, and this is doing clitoral stimulation. But depending on where you put this, you could put it for testicle stimulation or for anal or butt stimulation.
Oh.
And this has three different speeds. This has like a little like bowl. And it's just like something kind of fun.
This is like, interesting. Hold on. Oh, Lord.
And I tell people the difference between our store and maybe other stores, there's a lot of differences, but like we're the only ones that have a 5-star rating on Yelp and Google. We have the most 5-star reviews than any other store here in town. And then we're all about customer service, and you know, we ask questions when you come in. We're just not like, okay, yeah, there are the toys, there are the loops. Like, no, we ask you, like, are you looking for something for outside stimulation, inside? Are you going to be using it with somebody? Are you, and then we also talk about price point, because we have price points that start off at $10 and go all the way up to $300. Mm-hmm. So, so we want to be able to, I tell people, pleasure on a budget, we got you. Or if you're looking for something more high-end, like remote control or app-controlled or anything fancy, we got that. But we have all price ranges. And so we really pride ourselves that we're not like, oh, we're only hoity-toity, we only carry high-end stuff. No, we want everybody to have a great experience. And that's another reason that we have testers for everything. So, you know, only you know what's going to get the job done for the most part. So we want you to feel it and be like, oh yeah, no, this is definitely the power I'm looking for. You
I
know,
like the squishiness of this.
Yeah, it's soft. And then what's cool about a lot of these C-rings or cock rings is that they come with a bullet that you can take out. So you could use it by itself for outside clitoral stimulation, or if your partner's not into it, or you can put it up against your mouth for a vibrating blowjob, or or you could use this, like we were talking about earlier, for like perineum stimulation, just something on the outside. Don't put this in anybody's butt. But you could use that. So a lot of these toys are like multi-purpose. This one's kind of cool because this is, we have a whole, like I was telling you guys about sexual health and wellness. Like when somebody comes in and they're like, I don't want to use a lubricant. Well, why? Well, I had one and it burned. And they're like, and we're like, what'd you have? And they're like, I had one that did like his and hers. I'm like, oh, you had KY jelly or Astroglide, which is crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but we tell them, okay, well, maybe you're sensitive. We have stuff for sensitive skin and we have this and that. So then, and we'll put it on their hand and then they can feel it. And then by the time you know it, they're like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. I'll take this, whatever. But this is a part of the sexual health and wellness line. Mm-hmm. So this is a toy that not only vibrates, but it does E-stim stimulation, which is electric stimulation. So this you could use inside to do Kegel exercises. Oh. So it does exercises. We do carry the Kegel balls and the weights and the different things, but this one actually does it for you. So do you want to feel what it feels like?
Yeah.
Okay.
On air. No.
So one, we turn it on. Okay. So it does the vibration. So it's just, that's just the vibration part.
Nice.
So you could do one or without the other. I'm going to turn off the vibration and we're going to do the E-stem.
Okay.
Okay. So you can kind of put your hand.
Okay. Oh my God. Hold on. Why is it doing that?
Because it's electric stimulation. I'll put it on a lower speed. Let's see. Okay, that's kind of a lower speed. So
it's
this
so weird.
So think about putting it inside of you and it contracting and doing that to your Kegel muscles.
Oh my God.
Doing the work for you. This has, I think, 8 different levels. We tell people start off with 1 or 2, and you can also do the vibration too, or by itself if you're like, well, I'm done doing the Kegels. I did the, because it even comes with a little pamphlet that talks about. Maybe doing it for like 10 minutes every other day or something. So maybe you could do that. And we also have them with our Kegel balls. So you can put them in and they have the E-stim. So if you're vacuuming or doing stuff at home, you could do that.
What?
But then you could end it with a vibration or maybe do both. So fill that with a vibration.
It's so weird. Hold on. I'm going to put it on here. I mean, I don't know. Let's see. Oh. There you go. Yeah. I've never felt anything like that. No, hold on. I'm trying to think of what it's similar to. It almost feels, you know, those like those, I'm aging
the,
myself.
The globe.
Those balls that like the little thing would go to you when you touch it.
Yeah.
It's like
just
that. Oh my God. Was it? It's almost like a shock.
Yeah. So that's what's doing the muscle. So if you held it in your hand, you could see your muscles going back and forth.
It's like a TENS unit, but for your vagina.
For your vagina.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, this is called Impulse. Clever name. Yeah. Impulse. But it does a vibration. And because there are items out there that are just the E-stem, but they don't have any kind of vibration. Well, you can, and it's off. Okay. But you can feel how flexible it is.
Oh, yeah.
So, you could do that for G-spot stimulation as well.
And it's really soft.
Yeah. And that's silicone material, but we do carry those as well. And that is just something I just thought I'd bring that.
I like that. I'm a fan. It's weird. But I like it.
Yeah, it's weird. And you feel like kind of weird on your fingers,
it
right?
It still feels weird. Like aftershocks. Okay. So, and you guys also have outfits. I know Halloween's coming up-ish. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, it's once it's August 1st, it's Halloween. You can't tell me shit. So
we don't even talk about September. So
no.
Yeah.
What's September? it's a baby Halloween. So, but not just for Halloween. You guys all the time have outfits. So it's not just about toys. It's about, you know, role play or, you know, just, you know, making things a little spicy.
And we carry, like, a lot of times, and we're just getting in all of our, like, leather stuff we're going to be getting in. And we usually wait till... Well, there's a new line that I picked up, and it's, like, harnesses. And, like, they're cool harnesses that can go around your breast or body harnesses. But you can wear them out. They're just not for bedroom time. But we got those, and we got some, like, leather-looking, like, cool masks that look that if you're going to go to a Halloween party, but you're like, I don't know what I'm going to go as. And maybe I won't go as a dominatrix or something like that. Just something fun. You can wear the harness. You can wear, the little mask. It's like, it looks like kind of like a cat mask, but it's leather.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we have the different whips and paddles. And then we do carry more of accessories. So we don't really carry, like, costumes per se, but we do carry, like tutus and corsets. We carry a bunch of different corsets. We carry all the different hosiery. We carry, like, fun hosiery that have, like, spiders and bats and stuff like that, and then all the different colors. So so we do carry all those as well, but it's more of like accessory stuff, like different kinds of masks and stuff. So we
when you guys have really pretty stuff too, so it's not just like a, it's not like a janky, like, you know, candy thong, you know what I mean? It's like, it's nice stuff. I actually bought some stuff from you. I hit up the clearance rack because I like that shit.
And, we had just gotten a bunch of stuff. Yeah, I remember you bought some sequin stuff.
Yes.
And you were like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to rock this out.
I did, and I used them for photo shoots. Two separate photo shoots at this point, and I love them.
They were, like, sequency. One of them was kind of, I remember you, I think you got a blue one or something, like a mermaid.
It was, like, pink and orange.
I don't know why I'm thinking blue. Maybe there's another one. But, yes, I remember,
Maybe.
But, yeah, we get in stuff all the time. So, new stuff in every week. But, yeah, at that time, we got in all of this clearance stuff, and they were all sizes, and it was just, like, one piece of a lot of the stuff, but or we had clearance, we had stuff left over, and we had just clearance it out. But yeah, no, that was a good deal. They were like $20 or something like that.
Literally, I got the one piece and, like, the bodysuit, and then I got the matching bikini.
There it is.
And I rocked the shit out of it.
I love it.
Okay, so we are gonna start wrapping up, but what else do you want people to know about either you or your store?
That we are here. Well, you touched on the community part, because I tell people we're not just here to, and I've said it before, like, we're not just here to take your money. Yes. Support your small local businesses. Yeah. Yes, of course. But we also try to give back to the community. So I tell people, if you're having, like, an event or fundraising event and you need, like, a basket or, you know, goodies or something, let us know. We're always willing to help out. And yes, we will make it PG. You know, we could put massage candles or lotion or shaving cream or whatever. We could put that kind of stuff, but we're here. Also, if you want to do a fundraising event, you know, you can do a fundraising event with us too. I think sometimes people will do it like, oh, well, it's for my kids' stuff, but all the parents are going to get together, so we're looking for something different to do.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, for sure we can help you out and do some kind of fundraising event. And we have two locations. We have one in the medical center area, and we have another one off of Petrenko. And I guarantee you'll have a great experience. I love when I hear people say, I had one lady that I was helping her out, and she said, I've been in the store several times. She's like, I will tell you this, no matter when I come in and who helps me, I always have a great experience.
Yeah.
Like, oh, thank
it's
you.
True.
Yeah.
It's true. You have some great people working
yes,
there.
Yes, I agree. My niece has been helping me out for 9 years, and she's my general manager. So she, we go back and forth on the stores, and then all the girls I have, Melinda's my also my other manager, and I have Priscilla that helps me out. So I tell people, come in and just give us a chance. If you're like, I've had bad experiences elsewhere, please try to give us a chance. I guarantee you'll have a great experience.
It's true. And you guys are full of knowledge, and I love that, because it's not just about, have an orgasm, have some sex. So much more than that, which is why I love you and I love what you guys do.
Oh,
I love
you.
Alyssa. Like, every time I talk to her, I'm in tears crying because she's just hilarious. Like, I like Care Bear, love her. Like, I just, like, my heart just beats up. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
You just made me think of something else right there when you had said that about experience coming in, visiting us. What else was I going to say about that? I was going to say, I've had people and they tell me I just told people when you said education, the girls go through 6 to 8 weeks of training before they touch the register, before they help out anybody, because I want to make sure everybody's knowledgeable on, body anatomy, on products, on knowing what's good for sensitive people, because we don't want to sell you something that person said they were sensitive and we sold them something that is, it's going to make them have irritation or whatever. So we're all about knowledge. So that makes us different too, is that we're all about, like you had said, knowledgeable about products. And, we're not therapists. We are educators, but we also work with therapists. So somebody comes in and they're like, I'm having issues with this, that, or whatever. We have people that we refer them to. And or, I'm having some pelvic floor issues. I have some doctors. Let me go ahead and give you their information. Yeah. So,
you can refer them to me now.
Yes, Dr. Natasha.
Yeah.
Doctor.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, and how do people find you on social media?
Yes. So our website's theloveshackboutique.com. And if you click on our website, it will have all of our links for we're on Facebook, Instagram. What's Twitter called now? X. TikTok. And we kind of mix it up. We post educational stuff, stuff that's going on in the store, but we also have fun videos that we post and kind of make it, we always have something fun going on. So yeah, we'll post classes and events, but
I love it. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Natasha, for having me. I appreciate you.
I know you're busy, but thank you for the education. And hopefully people learned a little bit today.
Yes.
But definitely, guys, go to a class. You don't have to tell anybody. Keep it on the low. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But learn something. Learn your body, though. First and foremost, learn your body. Learn what you like, what you don't like, because that's the only way to, be happy. Sex is such a huge part of life. Yeah. Like, you don't want to spend 20 years doing missionary, you know what I mean? Or the rest of your life. Just, there's so many things out there.
But I tell people too, orgasms help out your body, help out your immune system, make you feel good, release, the endorphins,
Happy hormones.
All the happy, can, and it's self-love and self-care. So I tell people, you make time for yourself, and you do this, that, put some pleasure products in the mix or whatever makes you feel good. So yes.
All right, so thank you guys for watching or listening. Please go follow and be sure to follow Love Shack Boutique and Amy and all of their great stuff and shenanigans.
I love it.
Yes, again, thank you to Vodpon Media for producing and to Latina Podcast Network for having me on your network. So again, listen out for the next episode, and guys, please share this one. At minimum, if it wasn't entertaining, it was at least hopefully knowledgeable or gave you some knowledge. So
it was entertaining.
Come on now.
Come on.
Entertaining. It's definitely entertaining. And make sure you go to the store and support local as always. So thanks, guys. And I will see you next time. Bye.